Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December the 9th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn up 4.5 cents at 647, March wheat up 0.75 cents at 747, and January beans down a penny at 1485.25. Obviously, we have the reports today, WASDE. They're looking for the corn carryout to increase by about 59 million bushels to 1.241 billion bushels. Soybeans up 16 million to 236, and the wheat up 7 at 578. The world carryouts virtually unchanged on corn and beans, the wheat down about 800,000 metric tons, though I think that may be a little bit low out here. The pipeline that was leaking, the Keystone Pipeline in Kansas, looks like it dropped about 14,000 barrels of oil into a small river. Doesn't look like there's any harm to the groundwater. They don't know what caused the leak. It's the third such leak, I think, since 2010. But at one point, the crude was back up a buck here. It's only up 38 cents right now. It's actually been a couple of cents lower on the day. Very similar to yesterday's action when they announced the leak. The crude rallied about $3 a barrel, then it broke and closed lower. So I don't think it's a major story here. Producer price index came in at 0.3, up 0.3, which was a little bit higher than expected. The bulls were hoping that it would be lower and, you know, try to get this inflation thing under control. It still certainly points that inflation is out here, and it might be a problem for the Fed next week to be moderate on their interest rate increase. Most people think it'll be 0.5%, and I'd probably agree with that. I don't think this will be enough to push it to a 0.75 percentage point increase. But the bonds have been on the low is 17, 117 got up to 132. It's a pretty impressive rally, a 15-point rally here. That may be enough for the time being in the bond market. But overall, the weather in Argentina, they've got some rains, cooler temps coming in over the weekend, but remains pretty dry. But Brazil looks to be in absolutely great shape for most of the country. So, South American crops still look like it's going to be absolutely huge. Right now in Chicago, we're getting some pretty good snows. First time we've really seen sticking snow all year. There's going to be a pretty good blizzard, North Dakota, South Dakota. The rest of the country, they've got some moisture around. So a little bit mixed, but, certainly areas like Oklahoma, Texas, particularly Kansas, Nebraska, certainly need more moisture out here. But today's going to really be about the report. We'll see what it says at 11 o'clock. Generally, we see a knee-jerk reaction one way or the other and then rebound or reverse. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that here again today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.